Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have Gage Gilbert with me again today, and Gage is beyond my missionary to Greenland and my good friend, my pastor's son. I know I mentioned that yesterday. And at the end of the broadcast, he mentioned Camp BIMI, Camp BIMI. And Gage, just tell us a little bit about the influence that Camp BIMI had in your life.
Yes, sir. So when I was saved, and of course, our church is just down the road from the home office here at BIMI, I heard about Camp BIMI, and I felt like God might be leading me into missions. And so I was encouraged, and why don't you go for a week of finding where you fit in missions, how you fit in missions. And so I attended it in 2009, summer of 2009. I think I was 16 years of age. And the Lord really used that. I think it was during that week, as you mentioned, Brother Stone, and they had a 100 Nations project and some open doors that the Lord had just opened up. And one of those was Greenland. Mm. And just a couple minute clip that came up during every night, a different part of the world is talked about. And so Greenland and in the far north was talked about. And I heard about the shoals and the open door in Greenland. And I remember going up to Brother Stone afterward and saying, do you think the Lord could use me in a place like that? And so we just began to pray. Brother Stone began to pray with me and just say, Lord, if this is where you'd have, would you open up the doors? And I had the opportunity to come back the next year for it's kind of a multi-year opportunity and just continue to learn and grow.
Sure.
And the Lord used Camp BIMI just in a great way in confirming that he wanted me in missions and also opening my eyes to the need in Greenland itself.
Of course, Camp BIMI is for people 16 years and older who have a serious interest in missions. We don't try to call them. It's not strong arm tactics, but we want young people and sometimes some older ones to come and just find what God wants them to do. We don't tell them that. That's between them and God and their local church, but it's a great place to find that. So from Camp BIMI then, how long was it before you, you were only 16 when you started.
I was only 16. And then a few years later, we ended up going, as we mentioned, to Ambassador Baptist College. And mm-hmm. of course, that's where my wife and I met. And then I graduated in 2016. And my wife had one more year. We were married at the time, but I came back here, worked for a year, helped it as I could in our church and worked locally. And then we were married in June of 2017. Then the Lord led us to come with BIMI in December of 2017 during the December Candidate School here.
And we, of course, here are glad to have fine young missionary families like Gage and Aaliyah. And we're proud of them. We get to go out with them sometime and see what God's doing in their countries. And we don't send them. They're sent from their churches, but we get to have a little part in what they're doing. So, Gage, Greenland, is it green?
Not most of the year. it's a lot of snow, a lot of ice, except for this past winter. We've had a very warm winter. Some of the Greenlanders there have said that this is one of the warmest winters that they can remember. Not a whole lot of snow, but typically we would have a very cold, usually below zero, sometimes minus 20, minus 30. So if people love the cold, Greenland is definitely a place to go.
And of course, you got Greenland that's not very green, but you got Iceland that's not all ice.
Yes. Yeah. And Greenland's the gigantic country right next to Iceland.
Yes, sir. Well, right now, Greenland is in the news. We hear about it all the time, and you're there right in the middle of it.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting days. Greenland, they're definitely, as you mentioned, in the news in a way that they've never been before, and it's put a spotlight on Greenland like it's never been before. And so, yeah, it's definitely interesting days and interesting to see what's going to happen there with all the politics and what all's going there at this point.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing tomorrow a little bit about the country, so please come back and listen.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.